don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be in. No one enjoys it unless you really don't like that person. Right. You can break their heart and watch them cry, but it's not always a factor here.
No, and why do it alone? Like, get some support.
Yep. And that's why Tracy and I are here today to help out Heidi. Good morning, Heidi. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
So tell us, girl, what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. So I met this guy in CrossFit, Fabian, and like, we've been seeing each other for like a month, and it's so important to have someone who understands your fitness level. Like, I've dated some people who just don't work out and they don't understand like the time in my schedule. Anyways, it seemed like a good idea. So I decided to do one of those escape the room things with my friends, and I invited him, like, you know,
cool.
Get him to know my friends. That's important. Someone has to get along with your friends, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that was such a disaster. So have you ever done the escape the room? Like, it gets a little stressful. Like, you're under a timer, but he was so competitive. He started yelling at people. Like, how have you not figured this thing out yet? Oh my God, you're so stupid. And like, flipping out on my friends, which, for the record, I've known for way longer than I've known him. Like, don't be a jerk.
Right.
And it was just...
Yeah. Oh, so now I've heard about this thing. So once again, you met at CrossFit. Obviously, you both are active. So you're like, oh, this will be a fun thing to go to the escape room.
Yep.
I know some friends that just went to this.
Uh-huh.
It really challenges your mind and how, you know, well you can think things out and being a
and
group
work together.
And work together.
Mm-hmm. But you have to cooperate and think on your feet. Yeah. And that was not happening.
So is he yelling at people like a drill sergeant?
Yeah, and he was yelling at my people. Like, it's not even like we were with his friends and I knew they were okay with that. Like, these were new people he had met that day.
Wow. Okay, well.
I mean, that's some balls.
He was obviously under some stress. Some people can't handle it, though.
Yeah.
You are so right. I guess not.
So what are you going to break the bad news to him about? I mean, have you gone out with him again?
No, not since then. It's been 2 days.
Well, that meant.
Oh, okay.
I could understand.
Right.
But what are you going to let him know?
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Oh, snap. That's right, girl.
Okay, I love that.
That's hilarious. If you want to be my lover,
you got to get with my friends.
Yes, honey. Well, that makes perfect sense because, listen, it is very important for us ladies to make sure that our girlfriends likes the guy that we're going out with.
Absolutely.
And if there's
they can see things in your blind spots. Like, they know.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. From afar.
I know.
It is no joke.
It's true.
All right. So we are going to help you break the bad news to Fabian. Listen, dude, how you acted on our date at CrossFit, my friends did not appreciate.
Right.
So either, I don't know, maybe he has to apologize if he's interested in going out, or maybe you just said, you know, let him know.
Right.
Like, maybe like if he didn't realize and he like is totally opening to changing his behavior, that could be a thing.
Right.
But like, I need a sincere apology, not a, that's just how I am.
Well, I think you kind of, this whole room kind of shed a different light on him, right? Like, you just, you hadn't
seen
him
in that
light.
Kind of contact. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's serious in your life, they have to be able to communicate and handle stress. Stress happens.
All right, girl. Well, let's play a song. And then when we get back, we'll help you break the bad news to Fabian that unfortunately the escape room you just want to keep escaping from.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
it's
good.
Happening next for Chris on the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
Well, it's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News with our girl Heidi on the phone. So Tracy, she met Fabian doing CrossFit, which is super cool. I know you enjoy CrossFit.
Yeah, working out.
Yeah, being very fit. I enjoy the strength training. That's more my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, she thought it'd be a great idea to go to the escape room, which is cool out here in Madison, with some friends. But it didn't go so well.
It did not. She thought this would be a great opportunity to introduce him to her friends.
Yeah.
But I guess the pressure was just too much for him in that room.
Because he was freaking out.
He was freaking out on her friends.
Yeah, like.
And she just kind of saw him in a different light.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of like yelling. So, Heidi, you're basically going to let him know, like, hey, this was not cool, and we're going to keep on doing our thing this summer with a cool summer. That's what we're going to do. So, what we're going to actually do with you is mute our phone.
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear us. Fabian will not, and then we'll eventually chime in to your call.
Oh, sounds weird. Good? Okay, cool.
All right, girl.
Okay.
Good luck, honey.
Good luck.
Thank you. Hello?
Hey, Fabian.
Hey, what's up?
Well, this is Heidi. I hadn't talked to you in a couple days, and I kind of wanted to touch base.
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing?
Oh.
Well. I mean, I'm not doing great, actually. I was wondering if, I don't know, you had any thoughts about the escape room we did a few days ago. Like, how it went, or if you liked any of my friends, anything like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, they all seemed cool. You know, I actually had a pretty good time. I'm looking forward to the next one, you know?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I introduced you to my friends and I took you to what I thought would be a fun group activity. And from my end, it really looked like you were just yelling at anyone. And I'm glad you had a good time because I'm pretty sure you're the only one who did.
Ooh, there it is. No. There it is. Laying it down.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You got other people on the phone with you? What's going on?
Oh, shoot. Did you forget to mute your line?
I did.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hi. Good morning. Is this Fabian?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Fabian.
Oh, hey. What's up?
This is Heidi and her girlfriends.
Yes.
And actually, we're hanging out with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams because this is Chris and this is Tracy. And this is true. My man, first off, Heidi really likes you.
Yeah.
But she just wanted to bring this up to you. That is true.
Yeah.
That she felt like you were pretty much overreacting.
Yes.
And maybe you didn't realize it because this is a very stressful environment.
Right. Yeah.
These things. And she just,
So like, if we're going to be out talking about it, all right. Yeah. So it's the first time I've ever done an escape room before. I kind of felt like a little bit extra pressure to impress, you know, Heidi and her friends.
Right.
Sure.
So I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to overreact, you know.
Oh, but, I get that.
That's nice.
Like, I like you, Heidi. I think that you're... You're super sexy. Like, there's, why would we stop?
Hey.
You know? This is nice.
I think you guys could probably get fit doing something else now.
I know that's right.
Okay.
Forget CrossFit.
Yeah, I know. So, Heidi, this sounds actually good. This Breaking Bad News was actually good. Yeah.
I need, okay. But, like, is this something you can try to consciously be aware of going forward? Like, cool, I get it's a high-pressure situation. You want to impress people, but... You gotta chill out, guy.
Ooh, those are really bad.
Yeah. All right, okay, I can hear that. You know, I mean,
all right, cool.
Let me just bring something up to you too. You know, if this feels like too much pressure, you know, like too intense, we could just have fun together this summer. You know, no strings attached.
I don't think strings being attached was the issue with what happened in the escape room.
So what you're saying is like you just want to have sex with her and then call it a
day. That's what he's saying, Heidi. Break it down.
But you can have fun.
I was picking that up. Yeah. Okay. Well, that wasn't really what I was looking for. Not why I introduced you to my friends. So it's good to know what you're up for.
Yeah, you have options.
Yeah.
He gave you options.
He gave you an option. Mm-hmm. She didn't want A
or B.
Didn't
have options. You're
all
right.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can understand that this will not be continuing. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Man.
Better to learn.
Oh, man.
Huh. Oh, listen to Fabian.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe you guys can just, like, be friends and hang out at CrossFit and maybe hook each other up with other people that you see. Like, ooh, that person would be good
right.
for you.
Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Oh, all right. Well,
Tracy, we'll see you at CrossFit.
Yeah. Fabian will see me at CrossFit.
Yeah, Fabian will. Always Tracy.
On 93.1 Jams.